You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Year three of our coverage, Todd, from ACE always is a wonderful event. You continue to be blown away by the technology, the innovation, the people, the companies. It's just a fascinating couple of days.
It absolutely is, and we haven't gotten thrown out yet, and we keep getting repeat guests, which is pretty stunning.
Well, growing with these companies and seeing their continued amazing works is always so enlightening. So welcome back to the show, Greg Webster. He's the Water Wastewater Sales Manager with Micrometer. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure
Todd, good to see you guys.
Good to have you.
Pleasure is always ours, Greg. Before we get into our conversation, take a few secs. Tell us all about Micrometer. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Micrometer has been really focused in the water wastewater industry as a purveyor of flow meters. That's been an extreme focus of ours. We're a little bit different than some of our competitors in a sense that we do focus on just flow metering instrumentation. Some of our competitors do some other things. Micrometer's been around since 1955, so coming up on 60 years worth of history.
Congratulations on that.
Organic growth through acquisition. So it's we're at a point now where we're considered a global leader in flow metering instruments.
It's pretty clear to me that flow measurement is just gaining in significance and importance in the amount of attention it's gathering. Why?
It's a great question. The market's changed dramatically in the past 5 years. Plants are having to do the same or more with a lot less resources. Mm-hmm. So the buzzword becomes operational efficiency and increasing those efficiencies. So how do you make your process better? Well, you have to know about what's flowing, where's it going, how much is going, am I losing anything? That's another buzzword that we hear a lot of often is non-revenue water. Water is a precious resource. Mm-hmm. And there are, with an aging infrastructure, it's a real problem. Billions and billions and billions of gallons of water lost because people don't know what they're losing, in their distribution system. So flow metering becomes really the key element with finding out what you're producing and where it's going, and is it getting to its to your customers, basically.
Well, when you're evaluating different flow solutions, mm-hmm. flow metering solutions, a lot of factors to consider, I suspect. What should you be thinking about?
Primarily, we look at what your application is. We look at what, when I say application, I mean, what do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish with the meter? What kind of data do we want to collect? Where is it physically being located? Flow meters are instruments that they require certain conditions, more upstream and downstream straight run, so you have a conditioned flow profile is good. If you don't have that, we've got some very, very unique products that help overcome some of those more challenging conditions. So we look at the application, we try and match our suite of products with what that customer is looking for primarily, and what they want to do with the information. How do they want to handle the data? Is what we also look at.
Greg, two-part question. What's the level of receptivity to the importance of flow measurement and the technology that you're providing? And the second part is, how about the knowledge level? Or do folks have the information and background required to really understand how to apply the technology to save and make money?
Insightful question. The receptivity is becoming more and more important. Again, when I talk about the municipal market, operational efficiency is becoming so important. We have new customers coming to us every day saying, look, I have this situation. I need your help. And then oftentimes they may have a misapplied product or something that didn't work or something they want to add into their system. And, we've got solutions and experts that are able to really walk them through the process. For really challenging situations, we have pretty high-level engineering sophistication, fluid dynamic analysis, that sort of thing that we can provide them to help educate them, again, to find the right solution to what the particular issue is. There's devices out there that have been around for a long, 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 long time, but they may be misapplied or they're not functioning or whatever. So yeah, there's a high degree of receptivity, and we've got a tremendous amount of expertise to help out with unique circumstances.
Well, you've talked about the fact that we have to do more with less.
Yeah.
When you do have finally a reliable flow measurement process in place, what are the economic benefits to that?
Oh, well, huge. I mean, when you talk about efficiencies, you know, you're basically saying we're saving money. You have to have reliable data that supports accurate billing for those meters that are used for billing purposes, because everybody follows the money.
Yeah. I know. So, I look at my bill every month.
Yeah, people want to know. And municipalities increasingly need to know more than ever before with an increased amount of reliability and accuracy.
Well, they're held more accountable now because there are, you know, all these smart meters. The consumers are now more educated, which is a good thing.
Well, yeah, they see their rates go up. And
right.
But they want to know.
But the utilities have to be on top of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
There's a good amount of time and money required to exhibit here at ACE. Why is Micrometer here?
Well, that's another great question. We are here because we are an important player in this industry and in this market. As I mentioned earlier, we've been doing this for close to 60 years now. American Water Works, this show, you know, it's a significant world water event. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to be here to essentially introduce new technologies, attend the sessions. We have folks at Micrometer that sit on the AWWA metering committees to help, you know, monitor change those regulations over time. So yeah, we consider ourselves a player.
Well, in addition to the learning and the networking, and you probably have touched on this a bit during the conversation, but what are you principally showcasing here?
This year, we have what we're referring to as FPIX.
FPIX.
And you may have recall or have some recollection of previous conversations regarding FPI. FPI is somewhat of a groundbreaking insertion-style magnetic flow meter. Why is it groundbreaking? Well, FPI was launched at ACE in 2010. It's been widely accepted, and basically it's a device that delivers very, very high accuracy, plus or minus half a percent, but it inserts very, very easily. It's hot tappable. So, you know, now we're talking about all the other costs that you'd have to consider to install a traditional meter that has flanges, maybe heavy, you know, just a huge issue when it comes to large pipe diameters, the downtime for that. These devices are very, very easily inserted. They're very cost effective, and they can be added into existing infrastructure very, very simply. And again, we're talking about people that, you know, they want to know more about their systems. So they want to add flow meters to existing infrastructure. So it's been an ideal solution. FPIX is basically a unique configuration that employs two sensors that are oriented at 90 degrees. And that allows us to basically collect more data in two planes. Why is that important? You may ask.
I may ask that question.
You may ask. It's important because what we're able to do now is capture very, very challenging flow conditions. And we can use this meter in applications where nothing else will work, essentially.
Greg, a couple of times you've used the word accuracy. And, mm-hmm. and it's something we've talked about flow metering a lot. And you didn't emphasize it, but you said it multiple times. Is accuracy becoming more and more of an issue and more important?
Absolutely it is. Particularly with billing applications, accuracy is absolutely critical. With process instrumentation, you know, the instruments that are running your plant, essentially these days, technology is pervasive. Accuracy is everything. So yeah, it's a very important factor.
Well, we've gone from FPI to FPIX. When we talk at A15, A16, what will we be talking about next? What's coming? What should we be keeping an eye on?
Probably more FPI. Micrometer has continued to grow. We are in other markets delving into, actually with a good degree of success, telemetry systems, data acquisition, that sort of thing. So more technology-related activities.
All right. Well, Greg, I hate to say it, but we are running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Micrometer?
Please stop by our booth, 1824. As always, you can go to micrometer.com, and our phone number, 800-220-2279.
Greg Webster, Water and Wastewater Sales Manager with Micrometer. As always, my friend, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, gents. Appreciate it.
Pleasure was ours. All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.